Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
All week, we have been honoring our veterans and also taking a look at those that are currently serving. Joining me today is Judy Riddle. Thank you for joining us again today, Judy.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
We had a chance to talk about your son yesterday, Todd, who's soon to be deployed. I want to talk today about your son-in-law, David. He is also a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. Tell us a little bit about David.
David has been in the Air Force 17 years, and he is the WSO. That is a weapons service officer. He flies with the F-15 Strike Eagle and is stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. He's also a weapons school graduate and an instructor.
So, Judy, you had a chance to talk to David and asked him, what are just some practical ways that we can help military members and their families, particularly those that are currently serving?
Yes, I did talk with him, and he had some wonderful things to say, actually. He said that providing lots of prayer and regular check-ins with family is important, and listening well. The passage that comes to mind is in James, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes or daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and fed, but does nothing about physical needs, what good is that? So being available for family who stay home and volunteering to help, providing respite care for moms, handyman work, and holiday invitations are really important.
As a mother, you now have a son who's getting ready to be deployed, and I know David has been deployed. Do you ever get afraid?
I do, as a mom. But both our son and son-in-law have said they are military missionaries. They have opportunity to be all over the globe, light in darkness.
Thank you, Judy. I encourage our listeners to go to our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, and request your free prayer card in praying for the military.